Evet. Elon. Kayısı Elon işte napoli sosyal net olabilir. Evet, Bülent dedim işte. That the wall falls down and she's around him. Then, it depends. Mrs. the falls and she's around him. Impossible. But if Mason told you, hey, knock it down, then if it fell within that time, you still possibly fell after that time. They gave you a certain amount of time to knock it down. And you were negligent. If you didn't knock it down within that time, then after that time, you're high for within what? So the girl says, if you were mafgrid, so it should be boy. Why shouldn't it be boy? So the girl says, no, it's different. Because my boy, when you dug it, was Nezik. Here it's not Tchilas and when you built that wall or planted that tree, it was a perfectly good tree. So, you need to learn how to run boy and show it together. And boy and show it to sell the shop, and that's why Misha means to come to you. Sell the shop should be then that you're crying for Kaisel Ilan at full. So we have a few tastes in.
We both use the language of rishus, with rishus and without rishus. More regular words without rishus, and this hotel the tree was planted.
No, we didn't say with this one, though. No. We said with
What we said about rishus?
could you have said it here? Well, that when you planted it with rishus, it's a bit different. The rishus that we had till now is rishus to have the boy. Yeah, you don't have rishus to have the boy. Once it's a boy, you don't have rishus anymore. The place can be the same. You've got rishus to have the
The
boy.
beginning was with issues.
Yeah, and then it wasn't a boy. Then it turned
That's
into a boy. And at that moment, so you could say it's not tchilas it.
in the first case where it just fell, they said it's butter because of onyx.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's what Rashi said in Bava Metzia. Rashi said, "If it falls your photo, come have it in a mevet. All the suit is an onus." Rashi says that in Bava Metzia. This Mishnah comes in Bava Metzia, yeah?
How long?
Until he knows about it. Rashi says, "May have it in a mevet. All the suit. If he's mafkrit afterwards, then that comes under the din of mafkin is okav lach and afilis onus, which you also potter." So we're going to address all these points in taste. So that's the mission. The mission is crystal. Now don't get put off. It's completely got no significance whatsoever. Then the taste is in on the wrong page. It has absolutely no significance. Don't need significance. It's slightly harder to focus. That's the only significance in it. So we also have to focus a bit harder. All right, so taste is on Ahmed Aleph. Crystal. This is small tastes, but quite fundamental in Avonah. So we have this wall that falls down. She says, "Your potter, Potter Chain Kosav B'Sforim Shel Rashi." That's also the gifts of Rashi. And then, if you notice, there's no such Rashi here in our Rashi, but I mean Rashi in Bava Metzia. Rashi Bava Metzia, which is the current Mishnah. Rashi then says, "It's called Potter Melashan." So,
Is the expression the son of Rashi just a general, generally used expression for Rashi elsewhere in the Gemara?
And you're right, I haven't often
done that.
Yeah. Rachin the Sefer of Ilfus, also that you don't normally find Sefer of Ilfus, yeah. Rachin he also said it means Potom and Ashani, and that is the real Pshat. Now, he's going to tell us why it can't be the other way, and then we'll know why it's the real shot. There was some that said, you read the Mishnah differently. Kosel, Ve'ilon, Shenoflo, Vizikoi, Chayiv Melshah. There were some who had the goods, the wall falls down. Chayiv to pay. Just taste says, how can that be? Loi talking lehokularov lepoicho.
No,
Oh, I missed out a few words. Loi here, sorry. Loi here, that can't be. Why? The kevam divishel loi is here chayev. Since when they didn't warn him, he's already chayev. How can it be loi talking lehokir? It doesn't make sense. It cannot be correct to be makel olov to be more lenient with him, the poitroi, to exempt him, in a case where they warn him and say, oh, knock it down, there is potter. If they didn't give him any warning, he's chayev. If they warned him to knock it down, then he's going to be potter. How can that be? Normally, based on there, to be machayev something, right? If basic would be out the window, what would it be? It'd be chayev. Well, basically, come along and say, we give you 7 days, put on me to potter. How can that be? Why should there be these more potter once basin come on the scene than if basin wouldn't be there? Elamai, the gifts is like this. Potter, the wall fell down your potter. Why? Because you didn't know about it, you weren't warned about it, it fell down your potter. Basin come along and tell you, hey, look, that wall is shaky. I'm warning you, it's going to fall down. Now I've been warned. So now, since I've been warned, I'm going to be chayv. So if I didn't remove it before the time that Basin thought was feasible, I could remove it. So I'm going to be chayev after that. But if Basin didn't come, then I'm going to be potter because I didn't expect it to fall. Basin is the one who mechadish to me to know that you should know this wall is going to fall down. So I'm going to be chayev. That's the simple way of reading. That's why they came. But there was another way of reading. What? The wall falls down, you're chayev. Basin come along, give you time, you're potter. That sounds counterintuitive. What should that be? Why should it be that Basin come along, give me time? It should be more potter than if it falls down on its own without any warning, but then you are chayv. The warning is there to warn. To warn you.
Didn't we learn that?
Right. So if you're in the chayv without the warning, why should the warning say, okay, you're okay now? One second, we're moving, start, and then I'll come to you.
Didn't we? No, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Together.
If the wall was still up, then we, the person comes in, it's Machayev, then we'd be there for 7 days. But if it already fell down.
No, don't worry about that. The same story is happening. A case of a case villain, Shinoklo, it fell, you're Chayev for it falling. If it damaged as it fell, we're going to have the next thesis. Damaged as it fell, you're going to be Chayev. Basin gave you 7 days, and then you're going to be potter. Why? Why should that be? Right? So once Yossi was next, we'll go again. Yeah?
I suggest the first case would be, it's two different cases. First case, I want to suggest that he saw that it was going to fall. And even though Basin didn't give a warning, he had a responsibility to take care of it because he's going to harm himself. It was clear to people that it's going to harm himself, going to fall asleep. The second case is that it wasn't as bad of a situation. Somebody gave his whole case and they said, okay, we need to come over this. In addition, also better.
Not so good, smart, what you're saying. Also, you also said the two cases of mission. One case is just, was a very shaky wall, and one wasn't a shaky wall. So you could have just said the two cases of mission, then you come up to bring him to base and say, what would be the din with the shaky wall you're going to be? A non-shaky wall, you're going to be potter. Why do you have to bring in basin into the picture? Right? Just to say basin is a code word for non-shaky wall, so not so good, man. Yeah, Bianchi.
Could be,
he
sees the wall
is
shaky.
Uh-huh, that's where you have to
stop. He hasn't done anything about it yet.
So
he hasn't done anything about it yet. Time. On the other hand, same situation. He hasn't done anything about it. Basin can't say, do something about it. We give you certain information about it. So, you should have done that before. But now, based on the intervening, so do something about it. Based on the given time. Now we're getting the time. So, you've got the time. You should have done it anyway. But basically, okay, you haven't done it. Now do it. Now we do it.
No. And so, why should we pause it?
Why should we pause it? Because basically,
oh, because you've got a shot. Because you've got a shot from based in. If Yaka wants to say, if you have a shot from based in, you're not hype. And if something happened from your property and you had reshus from based in, if it's reshus, you're not chayev. Anyone, any rise that to be accurate is incorrect. Even if you have reshus from based in, you're still going to be chayev if your thing damages. Both can be the same, right? Promise and push a case. And even though it's reshus, I'm not being sure reshus, you're chayev. So what based in give you permission? So what? So you can't say exactly how you react. You have to go with the same kibbutz, but you have to change somewhat, right? So we're starting off like, if you're going to say chayim, you have to say, that wasn't an oinus, right? Rashi said on the Mishnah that you're potter to my having any maybe the owners. Right, that's true. If it was a non-shaking wall that fell, then that's an onus and you're not going
to
be happy.
Anytime something that belongs to somebody, something this attack is learning, and it was an onus, you're not
going to be happy. Definitely. A kunis, first mission of a kunis, not a fun of kuru, my habit, and maybe it's onus. That's the kind of onus, and not chai for your momming, not all of your momming, not chai. If it's an item. So you have to say that, like Yaku said, if we're talking about shaky wall. Shaky wall, you saw shaky, you have to deal with it. Basin come along and say you've got 7 days. Now, if Basin say you've got 7 days, the guy can say, obviously, Basin estimated that up to 7 days it's not going to fall. So if it falls now within 7 days, so again, I'm an onus. I didn't expect it to fall. Basin told me I have 7 days. What they say? I'm not going to give you permission. Obviously, they estimated they won't fall for 7 days. Otherwise, they wouldn't say 7 days. So if it fell within 7 days, it was something I was unexpected. So again, I'm going to be potter. So basin, don't open their mouths. So you see a shaky wall, deal with it. The minute basin open their mouth and give you a time frame, they're basically telling you, we have estimated this wall won't fall down for 7 days. Okay, so if it falls within 7 days, I'm going back to the audience. Yeah, it's not going to start with a different twist. Huh?
I don't know if you're giving the time, Isa. How long do
I give a time?
Because he needs time to get someone to help. Okay. He's a high level.
So tell him. You need to get rid of it.
Okay, he needs time.
I don't need to give you time for that. You've got shaky, we'll deal with it. Because those are the allies from us. Those are the allies. Those are my case where we thought the wall. If we go without that. So far, we explained the second one. Nice smile. Oh. The wall was shaky, so made up one, you should deal with it. Just if basically you die, basically obviously I've told you there were a fall within this. And therefore, you're going to be chayim. That would be a pshat to explain what Tesis doesn't like. I've just explained to you the pshat, which is very gishmak pshat. Tesis doesn't like this pshat. Tesis says, no, I like the first pshat. So what's the first chat? The one that Jesus does that. Now we're going to the first chat. Now that we've got the second chat, it's much harder problem than the first chat. The first chat was what? We say, if it falls down your potter, why your potter says Rashi? It aims. So it must be talking about a wall that's strong. Then, what's the Rashi Gemara? Nosu is man lokuts. You have to say, basically, everyone told you, should know, you think that wall's strong. It's not really strong. It's not really strong. It's shaky. I'm giving you 7 days to knock it down. Ah, okay. So now, if after 7 days it falls down, so I'm going to be chayv. I can't say my anus anymore. Basin told me that this wall is shaky. So come to the first round of Tesis, which is Pshat Rashi. You have to say, potter means I put up a wall, never heard anything was wrong with this wall, collapsed, I'm going to be potter. Nosan lo yizman, basin, lokos means basin, when my Gala tells you, should know this wall is not in a good shape, you better deal with it. So now I'm no longer an onus. So basically told me I've got 7 days to do it. So until 7 days, you're okay. After 7 days, again, the same shot. Now I'll be in. So what have we got from this Gemara? We've got two shots in. Kaisel, but here not Chernobyl. Potter. Why potter? Says Rashi, onus. Means the tongue in that case, you've got no idea this wall's going to fall. And it fell again. If you go is chayiv, obviously, talking about a different case. We're talking about a wall that's shaky. And a wall that's shaky. And therefore, you're chayim. You're not in this. You're pishah. You knew your wall was shaky. That's right. But you did not.
But he tells us his name is an acre. Watch one there is an argument.
Then, Nosna lois man lokus. Now let's take Avon M. Shat. Nosna lois man lokus. What does it mean by Nosna lois man lokus? So according to the Tosis of Pshat, means they came along and told you, you should know this wall is not as stable as you thought. It isn't. Deal with it. So then we understand why Achazayinyam, you're going to be chayv. But Tosayinyam, you're going to be bothered because they gave me a certain amount of time to deal with it. And during that time, I'm not expecting to fall. According to the second Malach of Tosis, we have to say, it was a shaky wall, it should be chayv. They came along and gave us 7 days, I mean, they told me it's not as shaky. Right? It's not as shaky as I thought. Right? It's so shaky wall. So you're chayev. They came along and gave you 7 days. It means they're basically telling you, or at least what the person understood from it, it's not as shaky as it was. So therefore you're bottom. That shot doesn't like so much. To say that basically came along and to say it's not as shaky. But according to those that do have this kitzah, so Shittimek Betzes brings such a kitzah and Rabbeinu Peretz, that's going to be the pshat. There was a shaky wall, of course, Yechai. Basically, come along and say, you should know you have 7 days. I mean, they've decided it's not as shaky, and then we have up to 7 days to tidy up. After that time, you're back to a previous. So you're right, the Chayyah shouldn't be enough to minna the Maisa and Halacha. Because they're both, Reb Nochum says that permit, there shouldn't be a Machlokes in Halacha. So in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, Tosis didn't like this pshat. Kosov, Shanoflo, you're going to see a chai. Why it's a shaky wall? Nostal is Zaman Basin, Nokot means Basin, when we got it as the wall's not so shaky. And Pshat in the Mishnah, Tosis was not very excited to see such a Pshat. How can that be? If it's a shaky wall, it should be chai. No, because Basin now telling me it's not as shaky. Pshat in the Mishnah, he wasn't so excited.
So in a case like this, Tosfos had both girsas or knew about both girsas?
Knew about both girsas.
Said which one was the correct girsa.
Right.
And Rabbeinu Peretz also had both girsas.
Yeah. They both had both girsas, and they're both explaining which one is more accurate. There's a Rashi and a Rif, who had one girsa, and then there's a Beit Sedek or somebody who had a different girsa. Fine. Next thesis. Itap, Yirin, Rabbeinu Ra, Rabbeinu Shmuel, Haim, Rabbeinu. So one idea before we do this thesis is halacha. And what happens if somebody's got his bike on the floor? He had a car crash. His car is a write-off completely. And there's glass everywhere on the floor and pieces of tire and metal. And he can't be bothered to clean it up. So he said, I'm mafke my nesot. I'm mafke. All these things here, I'm mafke. And then somebody gets hurt from the things that are lying on the floor. Are you chayiv in such a case? Person had his things there, he's mafka them. Are you chayiv? So the halacha is that if the reason why those pieces are on the floor was because of an oinus, I didn't put it there. It was an oinus why it was there. Then if you're mafka, you're pot. And it's very svayim moving and svayim. I didn't dig the pit, it was an oinus. So what do you want to make me chayiv because of my property? It's not my property when I'm mafka. So if you're mafkin is off of that, if you're definitely not. Okay, good. So this wall that fell down, according to Tosis, and Russian Tosis, this wall that fell down, was it the oinus or was it the pshir? Oinus, not Russia, it was oinus.
Oh, then that's only the pshir.
Right, so yeah. From the Russian thesis, it was an anus. Right? So this case on the Ilan Shinochloi fell down, was an anus. Yeah. So it's your pot. Must be anus. Okay. So case of Ilan Shinochloi, your pot. Then why does it carry on? Why does Misha carry on? Nochloi, demand lockwoods. So if it was within time, then you're going to be potter. If not, you're going to be right. Then the Gemara says, "What's the Gemara carrying after that?" Hey, Chidom, Idafke, Einabu. Right, Idafke, Einabu. If you're a mafker, it is good. Meaning, should be chayef for the things on the floor. So once again, those things on the floor. They fell there. Are they pshir or are they oinus? What were they? Why is it pshir?
It's chayav.
Yeah, but why is it pshir? What was the pshir?
What was the pshir? We gave a warning.
We gave a warning to tidy up. Now, Tosis and the Havim, they just said very good at the answer of Tosis. Tosis and the Havim now understood that pshir has to be in the digging of the pit. Right? Now, how did the wall fall on the floor? Because he once built the wall and the wall fell down. He once built a wall, and the wall fell down. The building of the wall was not an pshia. It was perfectly good. He built a good wall. So the bricks that fell on the floor were not due to any act of pshia that he did. He didn't do an act of pshia. He didn't dig that pit. So if he didn't dig the pit, so he can't be mechayev because of the digging. What could he be mechayev for? Because you own it. But he's mafkirit. If he's mafkirit, then you didn't. Then it's not your property either. So what's pshat in the Gemara that says idah kiri mechayev boy yechayev medin boy? It's mafkin ezokov la'achar mefilas onus. It's mafkin ezokov after a case where the thing that fell was not due to his act. Who cares? Why are you chayiv if suddenly, if you leave your bike and throw in your mafkir? Why are you chayiv? It's not your problem.
Because
you made the pit. You're fair. Because you made the pit.
You
didn't make the pit.
It's your mom picking it up and on the street.
So you're not chayiv.
Should be.
You're not. Should be.
He wasn't mafkir before he fell. Okay. He mafkir it.
So why is he fell?
Oh, thank you.
So yeah. Wall. He didn't make the boat.
He did it wrong.
He did make the boat.
It's his property that became a hole.
Right.
His
so he didn't make a boat. His property became a boat. So why are you chayav? Because your property. Not my property. I'm not curious. Why is the Torah say you're chayav for a boat in a shusaran? Because you dug it. You dug a boat, you're chayav. Are you going to own it? Obviously, Kiyo of Sira Bore, you're chayiv for digging it. So if you dug it, you're chayiv. Another way, you're chayiv if it's your property, even if you didn't dig it, it's your property, you're chayiv. What happens if it's not my digging and it's not my property? Am I chayiv for that? What would be, for instance, if somebody dug a pit in his own property and then he was mafkir the entire property, including the pit? So it's the subject part, right? Why? Because I didn't dig it. I was not even digging within my own shoes. And it's not my property, so I'm bought it completely, right? So I'm not for the digging and not for the property. Greg Dacis, that's what happened here. He dug this, he built a wall. Was he ashamed of building a wall? Was it called digging a pit? No. Then the wall fell. Okay, so as long as it's his property, it's going to get fine. If he's mafki his property, that's the same din as being mafki nachosol la'acha mafilas oynes. Meaning, the oynes means it wasn't you who did it. So you're not chayiv if you're mafki, because it wasn't you who did it, and it's not your property. So that's what happened here. The building of the wall is not digging, and then it fell down. So I'm not chayiv, so it should be mafki nachosol la'acha mafilas.
If something was your property, then you marked it, and a lot of time goes by, and you know it's still there, and it's still a hazard. Then you have responsibility then to...
Why was it there?
If part of your property, your wall fell down.
It's marking as often, like, and if it is anus, you should be part of.
Even after a time to clear that?
Yeah, why not?
Is
not, yeah, if Yaakov is rolling his eyes, why are you chayiv for boy? Either because you dug it, or because you own it. What happens if you didn't dig it and you don't own it? You once owned it, you're going to be chayiv.
Somebody else uncovers it, and you don't cover
it. Right. Was it uncovers it? Like,
if
you open up the pit, it's like digging a pit. What about the original person? Well, if the pit's not no longer his, then he would be potter. The pit's his, it would be
hard. Even if he's uncovered, he'd still be potter because
I think it's
his muzzle. Like,
what do you mean by muzzle? The teres is a chayim for digging a pit. Did he dig it?
Yes.
No.
Yes, he did.
What is not a pit?
It's funny. Every way.
No.
We need
That's a very interesting way of speaking. I said one thing. You said yes, and then you move on to a different point. And did he dig the pit? The answer is no, not yes. He did not dig the pit. He didn't dig that pit.
Probably dug it.
What probably dug it?
His monkey dug it.
One monkey dug it. First of all, even if a monkey did dig it, you're arguing on a pasuk, which the Torah says that Ishboi Beloi, Shoi Boi. Remember that Gemara? Right, sorry about that. The Gemara says, Ishboi, you only chayim if you dig it, not if your animal dig it. Why the Torah said that? What question? That's a funny question. Yeah. Why did Hashem decide each by one shofar? Everything else in the...
He's probably did it. It's
not right. But the
Torah is responsible for everything the prophet does.
But the Torah said clearly not.
Go back.
Okay, each by one shofar. So let's go.
We go back.
No, the Christians are thinking you say otherwise.
We go back to basically taking ball down. You ignore them.
That's the discussion.
That's the discussion.
Very good. The Gemara says, this is why the building of the wall was not an act of digging a pit. Because it's my property. It's not my property. I'm not giving it. Everyone agrees. Marking is not going to say this. Your bottom. This is the digging of the wall, the building of the wall, the building of the wall was not an act of digging a pit.
All cases before you are having instruments, right?
Are you okay? You dug it.
Yeah, but you've got it must be able to get a ball in general. Therefore, when you sing the muffler, are you only muffling as ownership, not muffling your liability?
That's true. But the reason why you are chayiv is because kiyich, because you dug it. If you didn't dig it, then you wouldn't be chayiv. Because you can't be chayiv. You only have either because digging or because you're ownership. If you don't dig or you don't own it, you wouldn't be chayiv.
So you've got to take your stuff.
So you dug it. Well, yeah, very good. Yeah, it became dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to fall in front of the doctor, you're right.
I'm
not allowed. The Gemara says you're chayiv, the Mishnah says you're chayiv, and Tayyiz asks, why should that be? Yeah, you got a dangerous structure, you can make it like scaffolding, you can make it very, very.
Is this the reason Tosfos shows the Shapir?
Oh, they're doing this.
Because it's warned. By Bezdin making him share.
Oh, that's going to be the answer. We haven't got that. That's it for the cash. Yeah, the cash of Tosis was that the wall wasn't onus. He dug it, built the wall, so it wasn't onus. It's in Tosis inside him. Sorry, man.
If according to the pshat that he skived immediately, that's a stronger cash. Because if it fell, then why should he be skived?
If he's machin.
Yeah.
Well. Both ways of making a discussion. Fink Tosis, did I feel a bit of a small hang of boy? We're telling that Fink Tosis from Mashman to come on by Maniac. Later on, it says in Maniac, you look cool out, man. Yes, you know what those words mean? I'm asking his occult, I can feel his anus. If you're asking his occult after and feel of anus, the bottle by Nami Oinus. Here he's also known as the opinion. Also, in the act of making this pit, which was the building of the wall, or planting this tree, he wasn't a share at all. So there's no act of digging a pit. There's only a problem. It's his money. And if he's mafrit, it's not his money either. So he shouldn't be chayev. What a great cast. Since they warned him to cut it down or to smash down the wall, they shouldn't cause damage. But Ova's man have a pesher. That's really called pesher. Mafkin is not come back and face Pshia. It is a Gvaldin and Chiddush. Even if you didn't do anything wrong on the act of digging, but if you were an element of Pshia, then this pit that became in the world came because of your Pshia. This pit that's there is due to your Pshia.
Especially at its lack of action.
Right. Awesome. Right. Till now, the first Pshat of Tesis, he understood the reason why you're chayim by pit is because you dug it. Right? If you dug it, you're chayim. If you're mafkin izoka blacha, nefilis pshia, you know why you're chayim, because you dug that pit. That's what Tesis understood in the beginning. You're chayim because you dug it. Someone's walking in the street and he tripped in a way that's pshia. So why is there the things on the floor? Because he was negligent. So he dug that pit. So he's chayim for digging. Ah, he's marked, it doesn't matter, you're chayim for digging it. That's what he's understood. The reason why you're chayim for a pit that's on the floor is because you dug that pit. So here you didn't dig it. So he says, no, that's not the pshat. When you have something that's your property that's on the floor, then the reason why it's on the floor is because of your pshia, because you were negligent. That's why. So you're chayim because of that. So even if you're mafke afterwards, it's not going to help. If that thing was on the floor due to your negligence, you can be mafke all you like. There was a void there because of you, you're going to be chayim.
That's why you're dependent on basically giving the warning.
Right, okay. Say that. In a case where you warned. In a case where you warned and you knew about that. You're going to be chayim. Yeah. David. All good? That's not good. That's the two in the kudus and tesis. Haven't in a maskar. Haven't of tesis was you're only a chayv if you dig it. Didn't dig it. Who cares that you knew about it and everything else? You didn't dig it. As so picturesquely, maybe I can explain to us somebody built himself a nice strong scaffolding which over time became rotten and fell on the floor and he was mafkir it. So he was no pshir whatsoever. No digging. Didn't dig it. And no shit of digging. And afterwards, now it's probably it'd be potter. That's what Tesis asked. And Tesis said the Chiddush. If the body is on the floor because of your negligence, that's also considered your book. Even though you didn't dig it, it's there due to your negligence, also considered your book. You're right, yeah, yes.
Well, the stone's on the wall. And he wasn't invited to Mason yet. And he wasn't a mafkir yet. He's responsible for his pit.
Yeah, it's his property.
And he now, so it's already there. It's his property. It's on the ground. And he now say, I'm mafkir.
Yes.
Why? How can he do such a thing?
Because he's mafkir.
Where he was is pit on the ground.
He's mafkir in Sokol. La'achana filas inus. You're only a chayiv for your boy if either you're a pesheya in digging or pesheya in knowing about it.
But it was pesheya in knowing.
No, the falling wasn't a pesheya.
What's the answer?
The falling, the fact that the boy became into being wasn't because of his pesheya.
But after it falls, he knows that that's his property line. He didn't do it.
No, it's not his property.
He waited for an hour.
But for the first hour, it was.
So the digging of the pit wasn't due to his pesheya. The manifestation of the pit coming into this world, was not due to any pshia of his.
He's not saying that.
So the only reason why it could be chayav is because it's mine. So it's not mine. What happens if I knew it was mine and then I sold it to somebody else?
No.
Why?
You can't then give it up. It's his pit already.
Why not?
Because the Rav said he defined for that hour what the function is
supposed to be. Yeah.
You all said, I can go to my pit. You say this badly.
Chachib talk to these words. Yeah. Okay? In order to be chayim for pit, can be chayim either because the pit is there because of your pshia,
okay,
or because you owned it. If you owned it, but it wasn't there because of your pshia, you're chayim because you owned it. If you then mafkir it, you don't have either box to fill in. It wasn't because of your pshia, and you don't own it, so you're not going to be chayim. In order to be chayim, need to check the boxes, right? Then you know that. Is the boy there because of your pshia? If there's an A, a B, a check, as you would call it, a tick, as we would call it, if it's ticked off, then you're chayim. If it was there because of your pshia, you're going to be chayim. If you can't fit in that box, because it wasn't there because of your shame, move on to the next box. Do you own it? If you can check that box, then you're going to be chayiv. If you can't check that box, you're going to be potter. So what happens if at one time it was mine, so during that time I can check that box, but now it's not mine anymore. No longer mine. I can now remove the check from the box, and I'm not going to be chayiv. The boy wasn't there because of my shame.
No, it's not.
Explain yourself.
Okay, the board, it's not a board. It's
it well,
right.
It
well, unless you had to know this because
no, it's not a case. He's not telling me a case. Finish up the case. Is fell down boyness or not boyness?
Okay, let's say it was boyness.
Okay, Givaldi, it fell boyness. So the boy is not there because of him.
Right. Then a month goes by and with this good fortune, nobody got hurt on him. Okay. And he owns this thing. It's fit.
Right.
And then now, after a long time lapses, he could have removed it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then a month later, 2 months later, somebody or something gets hurt by it.
Right.
He be putter because
he didn't say it was mocker.
Oh, okay. And then after 2 months, he mocked.
I'm sure I like to make also dramatic cases. Yeah, very, very nice. But obviously, a guy had a wall that fell down and he wasn't mocking his stones.
Not
for
a long time.
And a half years.
Right.
That was there. Have people tripped up on it, people were tripping up on it. Every second day, people were tripping up on it. And he was forking out tons of money. Eventually, he said, why should I fork out money? I'm up getting these stones. And then people continue to trip on it. He's bought up on paying. Doesn't have to pay any longer. Why? Why not? Because he didn't dig the pit. It wasn't there because of his cheer. And he's only a guy who's
property. Leaving it there is not a share. He has no obligation to clean up the debris.
It's only got an obligation because it's his property.
Right. So,
but if it's no longer his property, he doesn't have to do it.
He wasn't liberated.
Only because it's his property.
Right.
So if it's no longer his property, he doesn't have to. He can dig a bit.
Take the example of a guy who falls on his farm in the street, in the rain.
So, I guarantee there's thousands of examples we can give. Let's go with the club. Mafki Nizokov, it's a Gemara. Mafki Nizokov, Le'acha Nefilas Oynes. Le'kulian Potter. Mafki Nizokov, Le'acha Nefilas Oynes doesn't mean immediately after it fell. Mafki Nizokov, Le'acha Nefilas Oynes means there was no element of Shia in the manifestation of his pits. So I didn't create this pit, not by digging it, and not even by my pshir. Then, if you're not creating your pot, because you're not chayv for the ownership or the creation of the pit, you're not chayv for the creation of the pit, and you're not chayv for owning the pit.
So
that's the mission.
So the only reason for liability has nothing to do with war. It's not, once it's established that it became a war from the beginning, from the onset, not due to my negligence, I'm not ashamed by it, but strictly by honest. And from there on out, ad infinitum, that he'd only be liable on basis of ownership.
Written, beautiful, that's right, that is what
and
we're saying.
Of course, out of the picture altogether, so he has no obligation to cover, he has no obligation to
no,
cover.
No, it does, can you understand?
Because he owns it. Okay. Well, he does already pays. As
say it if you want to be my Microsoft,
right?
I mean, not Microsoft, he's
right. But the reason why he's liable is because it's his property, not because of war.
No, it's your war. You're paying for war because it's your box. Not because creating war. You're paying for war because it's your property.
Okay.
It is a boy. Nobody's going to deny otherwise. It is a boy. It's a boy that you own, so you're paying. It's not a boy that I dug. It's a boy that I own, so I'm paying for that.
Okay, so the war that, as I wanted to ask, the war is that you don't own.
It's machlokes between Rav and Shmuel.
Right.
To Rav, if you own it anyway, Potter, you're kind of in show, not in boy.
Right.
According to Shmuel, you're kind of in boy.
But
it's
not
in boy, but because
it's not based on ownership. That's not based on.
Nachon.
Fine.
Nachon. So you need the nefila of Pshir. Nefila's Pshir, you need. If you have an afilas pshir, you're going to be chayv, and then you dug it. Yeah.
According to the pshat, you're chayv.
According to the girsa. Oh, the girsa. You're chayv because it was a shaky wall. So it's a shaky wall.
Oh, right. It's
the shaky wall. Yeah, I'll
why, if it's a shaky wall and you know, Bezdin doesn't tell you, why you chayv?
Because if you hold your chayv, it means that I know it's a shaky wall, so I have to deal with it.
But you didn't dig it.
You didn't dig it.
It's still
there. Yeah. Since I know about it and I didn't take it down, that's an appeal up here. Same idea. Once I know about it, hey, I'm based on there. Once I know about it, so it's going to be up here. Yeah, everyone's right. Going to that model, I have to say, since I know about it, exactly the same tear to taste it. Since I know about it, yeah, so that's what was Mechadish. There's a cash of tasis and a tear to tasis. The cash of tasis was he understood in order to be high for boy, you need to dig it. If you didn't dig it, who cares if you knew about it was going to happen? You're watching this wall crumble, you know it's going to crumble. So I didn't dig it, so I'm not going to be high. That was the cash. It's ruined the sugya and all of it. Says tasis, now you have to adapt. You don't even need to dig it. If the pit was there, came into being because of your pshir, it's an afilas pshir. It came into being because of your pshir. That's also enough to be chayv. Yeah? Right?
Now, what's this
now, after that time, so.
Before that time is finished.
Right.
And it is not here.
You bought it? What do you mean? What happened? Sorry, that was it.
We're
sitting
in the basement,
yeah.
Morning,
there
are 7 days ago.
Yeah.
To do what?
To knock down the wall.
So I'm going, well, that's a little bit dangerous.
Okay, yeah. And then it fell down.
Oh, it fell down.
After 7 days, it fell down. We don't know how it came to that airport. After 7 days.
Within 7 days.
It's
now it's a bowl on the street. And basically,
they're going to
move it.
Why did basically tell him to move it? It's not his property. Why did this? What basin have you got? Shut the basin down. Really? If I don't own something and I didn't dig the pit, what right have you got to tell me I have to move it? Maybe you move it. You just don't have the basin thing, but I'm just like, go and move it. Who cares? It's not his land.
His property is a pit.
But it's not his property. It was Mafia, you said.
Oh, is that Mafia? It's a pit. When basically giving permission, time, allowance of time, it's a pit already. If I can cover it up, take care of it, and it falls down,
to within, the if it would fall within that time, if it would fall within that time, it's not high within both, so, right?
So, I'm told you, I'm saying the whole community is going to have a bunch of pits all over the world to take care of it.
If they all were made with that, so you're right. So basically, just tidy up. I guess it to me. How long is that? I had something which I didn't do any element of shear in creation of this bit, and then lo and behold, it's now a dangerous thing, a hazard. And I was already in Mafia a long time ago. I'm now tired. Once upon a time, I owned it. No, no way. There's no such thing like that. Mafia is all come back and it's shyness. It's a Gemara. Mafia is all come back and it's your bottle, even though you owned it once upon a time. And so what? That's the case. If any basin would tell him to be chayv, the basin should be shut down straight away. The top of the bar mission, otherwise, napkin is open, not
going
to be even adds in special words for you. Likuliam, Likuliam. The everyone holds that way. There's nobody otherwise.
In the case that we're discussing with the catalyst,
camels now?
Yeah, the wood candles fell down on the sheet problem and some shards of glass or whatever, and then the new candles coming and then banging for the first candle.
So that comes into the Niskal Peshea or not? Come on. Is it Niskal Peshea or not? It's the first guy. Maybe he tripped up the camel, maybe he's high fall. So that's the sugar.
This was an honest case.
And then what happened? So he's like, it's not how
it's done.
Then
it appears
wrong. That mapkins are not going to be the ones.
When you've got a shaky wall, and basically say, you know, no, I'm not
the wall. That's this case where Basin told him and he didn't listen. So Mapkin is okay, but Achana Fidus Oina and Pshia, he's tired.
That's the point.
So, since Basin told him to remove it, and he didn't do so. That's an element of shame. This boy, this is the boy.
When it fell, it was harmless.
But he's b'sher for making it.
Because he didn't take care of it.
The difference between your case and that case is, I put it on people, is that the matter it fell afterwards and told you already you have to got rid of it. You said within the 7 days.
Yeah.
That's what afterwards. What happens if basic stations do it within 7 days? After the time, he was marking the wall and then it fell. What would be the din then? In the 90, that would still be called a Mefilas Pshir because he was told by Basin to remove it and he didn't do so. And it was his property at the time when they told him to remove it, so he should have removed it. The 90 would be fine.
Even within the
7 days. Not within the 7 days.
It's a deal already. He just gave an allowance on time to take care of it. It's already his pig.
The Gemara says if he would fall down within those 7 days, he is part of
it. That's only because it's a cooler allowance because he had time to take care of it. He cannot now let him say, I'm the mother of this hazard. He's not already. That's why he's trying to take care of it. I'm digging up.
Can you explain to me what you mean by we're giving you a kula? You almost sound like a biak at the beginning of shir, in which you yourself said can't be the pshat. What do you mean we're giving you a kula? What do you mean by that? Why does that exempt him from damages that pit then done?
We are being considered because we understand, as Boswell says.
But Poskim people is saying they also were considerate and allowed him to open up his pits and his pipes, and he's high for that, even though they gave him permission. There's no such thing as based in letting you off the hook if there's no reason to be off the hook. There's no such thing cooler.
There isn't something in your hook. The reason to be on the hook over here is because we cannot expect for him to take care of it today. Because he needs to go hire somebody. He needs to get his family to help him out.
So
he needs to make plans for it. We cut away. He needs time.
So you're saying that Basin estimated that it's impossible for him to do it quicker than this.
Right.
That's not loneliness.
But that's his
That's not honest. Basin have worked out. He can't do that quicker than this. He didn't dig the pit. It became dangerous. Basin discovered it's dangerous. Quickly ran and told him, we realize it's going to take you 7 days to time to do this. We give you 7 days because that's the quickest you can do. If it falls before that, he's an oinus. He's not a soul. He's going to be potter.
Does that have an obligation to remove it himself? He cannot take, I'm not responsible for this damage.
No.
The Gemara says,
this is a case of the novel of the Sayyid Hazman Bezikai Potter.
Did he give up ownership as well?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
How? It's his hazard already.
If it falls within the 7 days, so it was a complete onus, he could give up this one. Yes, sure.
This is about
it, that it's not going to fall. No! He can't slow down. He can't in 7 days. So it's also time of minus. Two times of minus. Basically, the term, he can't do it within 7 days.
There's no proof for that. There's an allowance for him to give up this.
Potter! The mission says Potter!
He's not giving up responsibility!
What does Potter mean?
Potter means that if this happened, then he's not going to be hired. But not because he has no responsibility. He wants to fall down. After 7 days.
What does Potter mean? Potter means Potter.
So who's not going to be intelligent enough to give up ownership if he's not going to be hired?
He wants to use the stones.
Man?
He wants to use the stones after. He doesn't want to give up ownership. He wants these stones. These stones are that expensive. He wants to reuse the stone. He built the wall. The whole wall fell down. And he'd like to use the stones again. So if he'd like to use the stones, he's going to be chayim. If he doesn't like to use the stones, but man, if he wants to be marking his zokah, he's marking his zokah. Marking for his oiness. It was within 7 days. There was no sheikh that's meant to do it quicker. He didn't. Wasn't b'shem building the wall. So possibly going to be potter. And man, I'm better than possibly going to be potter.
Is this the case? Basically, you got to down. He said, you know, I'm going to do another thing to them. I'm just going to say, I'm muffled.
Uh-huh.
Now what happens?
I think we've got that.
There's a lot of his property. It's a lot of shame. It's going to fall down. A lot of this money before we get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's similar to David's question. Nirani, if it fell,
it must get the sword.
Yeah, but then what? After 7 days, it fell.
Within
7 days, it's definitely potter. Within 7 days, it's definitely potter. There's nothing to talk about.
He must have done it before the 7 days.
Yeah, so that's what David's question. What would be if he's mafkir before the 7 days and actually fell after the 7 days? Do we say that since Basin already warned you, you have to take it down? Or say no, that then came no longer mine, so I don't have to. That's what Metzah Shaila. I don't know, you have to ask Dain Solomon what would be the din in that case. Case where Basin already warned him and it fell after the 7 days. But one thing's possible. If they warned him and it fell within the 7 days, so there was no element of Shir Bechlal, he was mafkin Zokov, he's pot on that, nothing to discuss.
And you have to remove it.
You won't have to remove it. You will not have to remove anyone you like. Mafkin is Zokov, I'm going to be saying this is pot on. Okay, and this is not even going to tell you what would be if Dain Solomon says otherwise. What's the first word in the Torah? Oh, what would be if somebody would say otherwise? No, it isn't sufficient. So that's what we're going to do today. I was planning to do the next stage as well, but unfortunately, I had to get my argument. But have you learned the next stage already or not?
Yes.
Because the way it is, be'etzim, at these two dots, a completely new sugya. From these two dots on, we go away from Shoyu, Lord, Ma'am, Ahead, all that sugya, completely new sugya about how to estimate, very much similar to what we learned once in our Kunis. How to estimate, is it Be'idis, is it Be'idis, Ziburis, what about Idis, his Ziburis, completely so going to be a different type of limud, which goes on for some time. So, okay, so we have this one more thesis. If you've already learned it, then there's Chaval to wait till Thursday for that. So I'm happy to give Shir tomorrow. Yeah, Shir tomorrow, 9:30. Happy with that? Very good. Okay, so we'll give you a shit. In the meantime, you can start learning the new sugya already of Idis and Mazik to get to Rebbe Kiva Oime. Kiva Oime is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines up to the end of Vav Omid Beis. Seventh last line in Vav Omid Beis. Okay, so that's the sugya of it. Shmuel, we learned it once before. It shouldn't be so difficult. Obviously, not everyone was here when we learned it. It's not curious, but okay, I'll take one there. Should move a little bit quickly, man. Okay, should be well, everyone. I should bear it sorry for all the shouting today, but that's the way it was. But,